overall tax amount, just so that everyone knows that. And that's it from finance.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Thanks for everybody's work on the finance committee and our office and what have you. Did a great job. Moving on, insurance committee report. Jared, anything to report there?
I'll just say that we're still waiting to hear back from Brown and Brown for our workers' comp coverage. They're supposed to be getting some quotes for us. And it looks like we have a final surplus check from Benicon in the amount of $7,704. Also, we were working on this week, and as far as I know, everything's still going smoothly to renew our general liability insurance.
They have to be signed by the council president so that the quotes can come through. So could there be a motion? That's what I emailed you. There was a big thing with homeless attachments last week.
Yeah.
Okay. But Michael actually has to sign every single one of those sheets. Okay.
You need a motion approving the council president?
Yes, so that council allows Michael to sign it.
Sure.
And then therefore, I can get it back. He can sign all that paperwork. Okay. And then they can actually give us the quote.
Okay. I move that council approve the council president to sign the general liability insurance renewal forms for the year 2022.
Is there a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Jim Jennings. Any question or discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. The motion has passed unanimously.
I'm sorry. Was that James Jennings?
Yes.
Okay. It's just very hard to hear from that side just to this way.
Okay, sorry. Okay, anything else for insurance this evening?
That's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Grants Committee, Jim Jennings.
I don't have anything specific to report at this time. I do know that we have been getting, we had one new rent and mortgage assistance application. So again, there's still money's available for people who are in need. Please contact the borough office or go to homesteadborough.com to learn more information on that. I think that's pretty much it from the grants side of things, unless anyone has an update. Okay.
All right, thank you. And I'll let it go right back to you again for the grants committee, for the Parks and Recreation Committee, excuse me.
Sure. So the Parks and Recreation Commission met on Wednesday. There was a few recommendations that you can see in your packet. One of them involves the ongoing playground project. We wanted to, I think there's currently $7,500 allotted to it, and we wanted to wrap the mulching plan into that for as a capital plan, because we don't think we're going to be able to make a decision on purchasing the equipment, design, and things like that. So we want to be able to have it kind of set aside specific to this project. So the first recommendation that came in from the commission was we recommend that Borough Council place the $11,500 allotted for the playground equipment and the mulching plan. That's how it gets to that amount for 2021 to be placed into a capital savings account for playground building in the future. So with that in mind, I would make the motion to accept the recommendation from the borough, so the Parks and Recreation Commission for the capital account.
Okay, motion is made by Jim Jennings and seconded by Robert Jennings. Any question or discussion on this motion?
It's actually in the budget. That's what Jared made that change.
Yeah, I think we put it in the 2022 budget.
I didn't know if we had to do.
They have the Finance Committee has it coming out of the Barris Memorial Fund.
I see. Okay, so cool. We cross the line.
Do you wish to withdraw the motion?
Sure.
Okay,
thank you.
Bob, do you accept to withdraw the motion? Yeah. Okay, I guess we're doing formalities.
Right, actually, we came up with $12,000, so I don't know where that extra $500 is, but
great.
When I asked Danielle, if she came up with $12,000, so we'll have to double check.
I think the mulching plan was $4,500, and the initial amount was $7,500 in the account, so I think you're right. I think I miscalculated. So, apologies, Audible. Thank you for your patience with Monday brain. As a follow-up to the sign conversation that's been going on for the last couple meetings, there was some discussion back and forth. what signage should be allowed, what shouldn't be allowed, and so the Parks and Recreation Commission recommended that Conroe Council make a definitive prohibition on political and commercial signage within the borough parks. I tend to agree with this. It's available and open for discussion if you want to, and then obviously opinion by Solicitor Henry, but we thought that a more cut and dry approach, rather than leaving people like, which signs are allowed, why is the mattress sign up, why is my political sign down, why is my political sign up, why is the mattress sign down, why are there school signs in the parks? So instead of saying, okay, well, you know, leaving it open for interpretation, just a definitive prohibition of commercial or political signage within public parks. So.
I thought we had that already, though, did we not? Am I wrong?
It's not that conclusive, but I think we just need to take a look at the ordinance.
Okay, so how...
Many of them just, they lose their utility over the years, or lose their impact, but I think that, but Judy just gave me the recommendation from the Parks and Recreation Commission, so I think that we just need to take a look at that section of the ordinance.
So would you recommend no action at this time?
Well, it's got to be
no,
reviewed.
I think.
Or do I need a motion to review?
I think you need to do something, and I believe we all knew we needed to do something because it shouldn't be my call or Ms. Bertanis' call. But we tried to come up with something that made sense. But so now the Parks and Recreation Commission is effectively ratifying, I think, what we did in the past. So now we just need to put it into a formal resolution or an amendment to the ordinance.
I'd make a motion to direct the solicitor to investigate and to report back to the council.
Okay. I'll make a motion to have Solicitor Henry review the ordinance and make his recommendation based on the new sign for signage in the parks. Sorry, Mike.
Second.
Okay. The motion was made by Jim Jennings, a second by Jason Newbon. Any question or discussion on that action? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. That motion is passed unanimously.
And I'm going to ask Councilor Jennings, there's a vote sheet there across the top. If you would just write it out, please. There should be sheets of paper there for motions.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, right.
I see. Okay. The third one. Involved, I don't know, miscommunication, I'd say, probably, with someone who was trying to do something cool in the park and ended up having to cancel. So we had mobile movies in the park the day before Halloween. Something happened where they had to cancel. People didn't know that they canceled. So what the Parks and Recreation Commission wanted to do was figure out a way to, like, give people some advance notice, right? So we have the channels to do that now, both on social media and, you know, through the website and things like that. So there was some lengthy discussion on that, on how much leeway, you know, how much lead time should be given. So the recommendation was, we recommend that Borough Council have a cancellation policy for public events, that if public events are canceled, a cancellation needs to be communicated in a timely manner to the proper borough officials, as well as a designated Parks and Rec Commission member, at least 4 hours in advance of the scheduled start time of the event. So currently we don't have this. It's helpful. People were kind of like left figuring, kind of like twiddling their thumbs, figuring out what the heck's going on. So we don't want to do that. So with that in mind, I make the motion to develop the cancellation policy for public events in the event that they're canceled, with a minimum lead time of at least 4 hours in advance of the scheduled event.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Okay, second by Jason Newbon. I'm just going to ask to clarify. I'm going to ask honestly for a clarification. Are you directing our solicitor, somebody, to actually look into this to make a clear policy, or to accept the policy as you presented it? I just, whatever we have as a motion, should be something very clear and concise.
Well, I think it should be much like we did with the trash pickup as part of our overall park usage policies for events or whatever. It would be this in the same vein. It's not even, I don't even know if it's mentioned on these park request forms or anything like that. So just adding that note to the time, like a minimum, if you have to cancel.
If I may speak, I would prefer that you have something longer than 4 hours, because if there's an event that, say, requires DPW to come in from wherever, and they've already set stuff to set it up, could it be longer than 4 hours? Like maybe 6 hours notice?
I mean, that's fine. We did 4 hours just in case it was an emergency. I know that the Parks and Recreation Commissions members have reached out to the gentleman who was putting on the mobile movies, and they haven't even heard back from him, so they didn't know if he was injured or if he was sick or what. So we don't even know if he's, okay. So I think that's probably why the 4 hours came into play. I'm happy to do it a day in advance or whatever.
I think sometimes they watch for weather, but I think 6 hours, you ought to know whether or not people are going to come to set up and do stuff.
So I'm fine with amending it to 6 hours. I think, is it okay to just have it listed on the form?
Well, there is no official form, but what we do is when an event is approved, there are items that council has voted on that should be included in that approval letter. So this would be another item that would be added to the approval letter, saying that you must comply with this cancellation policy that's going to occur.
So that's where
so
I would
that's
add
what
it.
When you were talking about the trash,
yeah.
Because no one has actually brought back the park form yet. That hasn't been adopted yet.
Okay, so Jason, are you going to accept the changes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So we have a motion made and seconded with some alteration. Any further question or discussion on the motion?
Well, the motion, his wording was to develop a cancellation policy. So now, are we changing it to just add it to the approval letter? Okay,
yes.
So we're amending it.
So that was the amendment that was, I thought we're on the same page. Everybody's on the same page. Right. Any further questions from any council member or comment? Then all those in favor, please say yes.
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 All opposed, please say no. That motion is passed unanimously.
I think that's it from the Parks and Rec perspective, unless. Is there an appointment of there's a letter from today from James Hamill, who's in attendance today. President Agiello and council members, please let this correspondence serve as a notice of my resignation from the Homestead Borough Rocks Parks and Recreation Commission, effective at the end of the regular commission meeting on December 8th, 2021. It has been an honor to serve with fellow members of the commission and helping to shape our public parks, and look forward to continuing that work as a member of Borough Council. Sincerely, James Hamill. So we accept his resignation with regret, and we now have an open position on the Parks and Rec coming up in the beginning of the year.
Okay, Mr. Jennings, Jim Jennings has made a motion. Is there a second to the motion to accept the resignation?
Second.
Second by Jerry Newline. Any question or discussion on the motion?
I do. So we're going to repost the agenda and everything because we're adding it, or can
that's right. It's none of the
things. There's a whole mess of work you have to do if you're adding something to the agenda.
I was just reading it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. Do we have to accept them?
We would have to make a formal motion, but he's not leaving until after the 8th. You have a meeting on the 6th.
Yeah, we got the letter again today at the last minute.
It was just received today.
All right, so can you?
I would normally give it to you, except,
I know.
I rescind the motion.
Rescind the motion. The second is rescinded.
Yes.
Table for next meeting.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Ms. Fultenis, was this the? There's some sort of appointment to the. Is that under new business?
I'm not sure what you're.
To the trails quarterly trails meeting.
Yes. I thought you were going to bring it up in Parks and Rec, so I put it down. It was correspondence somewhere. It should be.
No, it's under new business, so we can wait if you want.
Isn't there a meeting this week, though?
Yeah, it's under the new business section of the agenda.
Yeah, I put it under new business on the agenda. Unless you, that's up to you. You guys can change your agenda. It was already on the agenda.
Yeah.
If you want to bring it up under Parks and Rec.
It's up to you.
Okay, so I'll give you some context. as you know, we've been working really hard to develop a trail system in and around Holmesdale and Wayne County. There's a lot of entities that are involved in that, including the county, GHP, Holmesdale Borough, and some local organizations. So the idea is to develop a quarterly meeting schedule where these stakeholders actually get together and talk about new ideas, talk about what their projects are and what the funding opportunities are, and what each and everyone's responsibility back to the entity in which they serve, reporting back to them. So right now it's been kind of ad hoc with different groups depending on what project is which, and we want to get everybody on the same page in order to realize this amazing product project. So everyone's doing great work, everybody's pushing the ball forward, but right now they're seen as separate projects, and we kind of want to merge them into one holistic view of what a trail system could look like, a downtown revitalization plan could look like together, by getting all these kind of groups under one meeting schedule. That would meet quarterly. They're looking for a representative to be appointed to attend these meetings and report back to council. So I personally would be happy to do that. If anybody else would like to come to the meeting, we're available to do that as well. The more the merrier. But that's kind of the gist of that specific line item within the agenda tonight.
So since we have a volunteer here, I'm going to ask one of the council members to make a motion to volunteer Mr. Jim Jennings for that position.
And anyone else, too, if anybody else wants to be invited or, you know, take part in it. It's open, and Ms. Boltanis could, you know.
Maybe appoint James, Councillor Jennings, and or a designee, like if you could make a meeting or something.
That's fine. Whatever, yeah, it's open to anybody on the borough. It's in order to get everybody together, be transparent about what projects are available and how to move forward as a group.
The first meeting is November 17th. That's why it had to be on this agenda.
Okay, somebody like to make that motion?
Sure.
Yeah, Jared.
I move the Borough Council appoint Councilman James Jennings and or designee to attend the quarterly meetings of the various organizations and government entities doing trail projects.
Okay, there's a motion made. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Jim Brennan. Any question or discussion? Roll call. No, pardon me, just voice vote. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 All opposed, please say no. Motion is carried. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that's everything for Parks and Judy. I'll fill out the sheet for the signage motion.
Move down to the parking committee. Jason Newbon.
For parking, we have PEO meter tickets issued were 340. Total PEO voided tickets were 12. Tickets written by police were 0. Voided by police were 0. Total magistrate parking fines were $539.77. Total parking permits were $880 even. Total dumpster and contractor permits were $150. Total lot permits were 0. Total parking tickets were $1,790.81. Total meter collections were $9,841.52. Total pavilion fee was $10 for a grand total of $13,212.10. I also have two motions to make. I move that Borough Council accept the following rates for the parking shop lot for the 2020 annual: $380, half year $190, quarterly $95, and monthly $50.
Second. Okay, motion made by Jason Newbon, seconded by Robert Jennings. Any question or discussion on this motion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
All opposed, please say no. That motion is passed unanimously.
I move that the Homestead Borough Council allow 5 parking passes for any meter parking in the borough of Homestead for use of the inspectors of Northeast Consultants.
Second.
Okay, motion made by Jason Newbon, seconded by Jim Jennings. Any question or discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
All opposed, please say no. Motion again has passed unanimously.
That's all I have for parking. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Under public safety tonight, Mr. Robert Jennings.
Yes. This is for the BLS responses to Homestead Borough.
Dispatches, 89. Responses, 82. Unavailable, 7. I'm in error. I'm in the wrong date. I'll omit what I just said. Edit or strike it. For October, 98 dispatches, responses 75, unavailable 23. For the total dispatches year to date, 837, responses 717, unavailable 121. That's the report.
Okay, thank you very much. Anything else to say, Mr. James?
No, not at all.
Okay, thank you very much. Can move down to Stormwater Floodplain Committee. Again, Jim Jennings.
Yeah, so in your packet, you'll see the overall list of projects that we're working on. I know that we've set the date for a meeting with a new project that Solicitor Henry referenced about Crestmont. We're doing extensive research into the Crestmont area to figure out, you know, both historical impact, but also, you know, current situation up there with a few neighbors in and around. Dan has been instrumental in that, Municipal Tennis and Solicitor Henry as well. Talking with the neighbors, we're also have a meeting, I believe it's Thursday, is that the 17th?
No, it's Wednesday.
We have a meeting Wednesday about 301 Terra Street. So we're meeting as a committee in regards to that. So there's been a lot of discussion. DPW crew did a heck of a job with that most recent storm that came down really in an instant. Leaves kind of everywhere, but water was really rushing off of the hills there. So again, we've talked about this a ton. Stormwater is a huge issue in the borough, especially being tucked in between these two hills. And so we're continuing to plug away at what we can do, but also kind of take a holistic view of the entire stormwater management system and what we can do in the short term, but also in the long term, as you can see with the digitization project and other opportunities. So thanks to everybody who's worked on that, including Councilor Newbon and Mr. Brennan here, Councilor Matt Brennan. So we'll continue to keep you up to date. I know we got a new letter in recently. I believe it's from Mr. Tyler. Find that.
That's another one we need to discuss. Yep.
Maple Avenue, which we'll be having extensive conversations about that as well. So, like I said, it's kind of all sides, but we are taking it seriously. We're trying our best here, and we're looking at creative solutions to try and not just fix these problems that are current and happening, but also where do they come from and how do we fix the kind of whole shoot there. So that's what the ultimate goal is. So that's all I have out of stormwater.
Okay, nothing else to report this evening, correct?
No, special thanks to Tad Mosher as well from JHA. He's been working on that project as well.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to the Streets Committee. Ms. McAllister is not here this evening. Jason, do you have anything to report?
I don't have anything other than what Mr. Brown has touched on. I don't know if Mr. Brown has anything additional for Streets. I think we're good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Workplace Safety Committee, Mayor Canfield, anything to report?
We did have a meeting at the beginning of the month. We're still waiting. Obviously, Jared already touched on it. We're still waiting on our workman's comp insurance. So we're just kind of in limbo right now. All I have to report.
All right, thank you very much. Next is the Zoning Committee report. Mr. Brennan.
The Zoning Committee report is short. We had 4 rental inspections for the month of October. We had 10 resale inspections for October. And EIC issued 9 building permits, 7 zoning permits, and we had 1 conditional use fee collected for the month of October. That's all.
Okay, thank you very much. Under correspondence, we have nothing actual this evening. We did have the 1 letter from Mr. Hamill, but again, we'll put that to the next meeting. So the rest of the correspondence is not actionable, and I'm going to ask Judy just to go over it, please.
Okay. From Wayne County Board of Assessment, that was the appeal hearing results. From Wayne Tomorrow, it was the November newsletter was received. from Moses Rivera. There was, he requested Pennsylvania bike laws and bicycle lights. I responded back to him with the websites where he could get the information. The Wayne County EMA, there's a rapid needs assessment course announcement that you all received from the Pennsylvania Compensation Rating Bureau. This actually involves the volunteer fire department. It is, they actually sent a corrected letter today, so you all get another copy of that. It's how they've put in something new to, it's a new code that you have to pick on the on-site computer program with the state for fire departments. Wayne County 211, we received their October newsletter. The Pocono Mountains Visitors Bureau, announcement for their travel guide is returning. And from PennDOT, you actually received your $9,274 winter service agreement amount.
Okay, thank you. Any council members have any questions on any of that correspondence? If now move on. Does anybody wish to bring up any unfinished business this evening? If not, we'll move on down to new business. Of course, the first was taken care of. The second and third are basically procedural. We have it at this time of year, we start to receive information from various vendors and what have you, and professional services that the borough deals with. When we go through these are not that we're necessarily going to use them. If they do use them, these are the rates that they charge. And we have two there, so if somebody wishes to look at those and make a motion, I would appreciate it.
I move that Borough Council adopt the fees as presented by sewage enforcement firm, JHA Associates, for the schedule of fees for 2022 and incorporate the changes from other motions from this meeting into the fee schedule.
Second.
Okay, motion is made by Jim Jennings, seconded by Jerry Newbon. Any further question or discussion on that motion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. Motion is passed unanimously.
I move that Borough Council adopt the 2022 proposal for traffic engineering services from L&V Engineering.
Second.
Okay, motion again made by Jim Jennings, seconded by Jason Newbon. Any further question or discussion on the motion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. Motion is passed unanimously. And moving on, anybody wish to make an announcement at this time? And beyond that, we'll go to Jared for our bills.
Move to authorize payment of invoices in the general fund list in the amount of $61,699.19.
Motion is made. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Jim, pardon me, Robert Jennings, excuse me. Any question or discussion on the motion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. Motion is passed unanimously.
I move to authorize payment of invoices in the liquid fuels fund list in the amount of $58,055.97.
Second.
Again, motion made by Jerry Newbon, seconded again by Robert Jennings. Any question or discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, please say no. Motion is passed unanimously.
I move to authorize payment of invoices in the uniform employee pension list for the amount of $1,055.
Okay, motion again made by Jared and seconded by Robert Jennings. Any question or discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, please say no. Motion is passed unanimously.
I move to authorize payment of invoices in the ACH / resolution number 2017-017 list in the amount of $933.76.
Okay, motion again made by Jerry Newbon, seconded by Robert Jennings. Any question? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. Motion is passed unanimously. One last time for any council members, if you have anything to bring up at this time at the end of the meeting, please do so. And if not, I ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting. We will need a motion and a second and a vote. Okay, Jim Brennan has made a motion to adjourn. Is there a second? Second by Robert Jennings. Any question or discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. Motion is passed unanimously. Thank you all. Thanks for those who are here this evening. We appreciate you being here.
I had 7:03 p.m.